Family Brachos, Daf Yud Zayin. And the Gemara ends off in the bottom of Tesayin and Mabez. Discussion, we discussed before in the Mishnah, obviously, about the Darsh of the Ben Zoma, that you have to remember, Tzeskot Meretzitzrayim, Koyimecha, Mechayecha, Ayomim, Koyimechayecha, Balelos, that you have to mention Tzeskot Meretzitzrayim at night as well. Gemara now continues in discussion about mentioning Yetzias Mitzrayim and the mitzvah Parsha Tzitzis, etc., as well in Kriyashma as well, but Balayla as well. Says the Gemara, Taman Amrina. Gemara says that in Bavel they said, Lo Yaschu Vayoymer. A person should not begin saying Vayoymer at night. In Bavel they shouldn't say the Parsha of Vayoymer. And the reason, of course, is because since it has the mitzvah of Tzitzis in it, and Tzitzis is not, we're not knowing Tzitzis Balayla. So the question is, do you say this parsha or not? If the mitzvah that's in the parsha is not Nogeya, then maybe we shouldn't read the parsha. So we had a machlokas between the Chachmei Bavel and Chachmei Eretz Yisrael. The Chachmei Bavel, since the halacha is that you, we do mitzvah Tzitzis is Potter, so therefore we don't say the parasha of Yomer, lo yaschu v'yomer, don't say it. And it was seen in the opinion of the Shikas of the Yerushalmi, the Chachmei Yerushalayim, is there that you should say it and that you would skip that part. And we'll see what's the machlokas based upon the coming up in the Gemara. And if one went ahead and began it, then the halacha is you do complete it. And those really, you don't. You shouldn't start it, but you didn't. You can't. But if you started it, you complete it. Rabbanon dahacha and Rabbanon over here in Eretz Yisrael, they said maskevenu gomer. You start, but you don't finish, which means you can say part of it, speak about the part of it, Yetzias Mitzrayim, speak about the end b'chosem Hashem lakechem emes, but the part in the middle about tzitzis that you leave out. So again, according to the Chachmei Bavel, but you don't say it. Don't start it because you're not supposed to skip, and therefore don't start it. But if you start it, then you have to finish it because you can't skip any parts. However, if according to the Chachmei Eretz Yisrael, Chachmei Yerushalayim, Chachmei Eretz Yisrael, if you start it, then the halacha is, you could go ahead and finish it, and leave out the part over there. It's not a problem about reading part of it. That is the way the Pnei Moshe learns the Gemara. Fake the Gemara, L'chayra, a Mishnah, is a stira to, first now we're going to discuss about the Chachmei Bavel, then we'll discuss Chachmei Eretz Yisrael. Masisa pliga, al Rabbanon, Da'akala here, they're discussing the ones, the Hussam, the ones over there, the Gersa in Eretz Yisrael, the ones in Bavel, that you should have a chavetz astira to those. Why? Because maskirin, he says, Ramalailos, says you say, Yetzias Mitzrayim by night. And the Mela, if you're going to skip the parasha by Yomer, then you're not going to have any reading of the Yetzias Mitzrayim in that parasha, because you can't cut it up, you can't say part of it, and therefore, how are you going to fulfill the idea of Yetzias Mitzrayim Balayla, even though you could say later in the Tfilos that we say in the Bechus Kriya Shema afterwards, but in the Shema itself, you're not going to have it. So therefore, L'chayra, our Mishnah, is Keneged, the Chachmei, the Chachamim of Bavel. My answer is, no, Rabbi Bar Rav Yehuda, B'Shem Rav, said that, since Mo, the Menach Nulach, Sheo Tzasonim Mitzrayim, Uftisonim Beis Avodim, Lodos L'Shemcha. They would add on these psukim, these words, in the tefillah. And therefore, even though, in other words, instead of saying emes v'emuna, you say these parashas, these words, so be'etzem, you mekayim, the idea of Yetzias Mitzrayim, you're talking about Yetzias Mitzrayim balelos, and you're not violating, cutting up the parasha of Vayomer. And then you're not also reading Vayomer, which is the mitzvah of tzitzis, which is not okay about Laila. That's the solution, says the Gemara, to being able to fulfill all the requirements, and it's not a steer to the Mishnah. The Chachmei Bavel fit into the Mishnah. Fake the Gemara, Masnisa Poliga, Al Rabbanon Da'acha. But the Chayr of the Mishnah is a steer to the Chachamim Eretz Yisrael. Why? Because the Mishnah says, again, that the halacha is you say Krishma Balaila. You say Yitzis Mitzrayim Balaila. And Vayomer Eino Noeg El B'Yom. And if Noeg is only B'Yom, so since you only could say it during the day, you can't say Vayomer at night because there's no mitzvah Tzitzis at night. So how are you going to have the mitzvah of talking about Yitzis Mitzrayim Balaila? So the Gemara says, Kol Parshas Vayomer Eino Noeg El B'Yom. What it says is, the Gemara explains that only kol parsh vayomer, you only say it during the day. The whole parsh vayomer, which includes the part of tzitz, the psukim of tzitzis, that you can't say. However, part of it you can say. And therefore, the Chachmei Eretz Yisrael, they'll learn that you do say it at night, that part, the psukim, and the first part of Yetzias Mitzrayim, and the last part of Emes V'Yatzev, that you could say as well, and Hashem L'Kechem Emes, but the original part you skip, and therefore that would fit in according to the Chachmei Yerushalayim, Chachmei Eretz Yisrael, I should say, that you fulfill all the requirements. So Bain, the Chachmei Bavel and Chachmei Eretz Yisrael fit into the Lashon of the Mishnah and the requirement of the Mishnah of Yetzias Mitzrayim B'Laila. So I think Mar Rabbi Barakas Nokas L'Tamot, Rabbi Barakas came to Bavel from Eretz Yisrael, came down, and Kamusin Maschilin Begoyim, and he saw what they used to do is they would say Vayomer, and then Goyim, they would start it. That was the minig there, and they would finish it all. They would complete the whole thing, even at night, even though there's no Parshas Tzitzis Balayla, below Shmilon, and L'Chayra, it's not in the way that he learned in Bavel, the Tanan Aminon. Because we learned in Bavel, they used to say, Lo Yaska, it says, don't start it, V'yoymar, don't stop V'yoymar, because the Kriyashma, you don't say, Parshas Tzitzis Balayla, V'yoymar, V'yoymar. But if you did it, you have to finish it, because you can't break up a Parsha. Rabbanan, the Yachad, the Armin, Rabbanan, Eretz Yisrael, they say, Maskva, V'yoymar. You could start it, but don't complete, which means, don't we could skip the part about Tzitzis. So, Mamela, you see, they had this confusion as to, well, how they were knowing. When he came to Bavel, he saw that they were different than they was used to. Because here, they went ahead, they were maskil, and they in the Hiskel Geimer. But in Yisrael, they did differently. So therefore, there was the different menhagim of how they did it. They saw that it was done differently. And Mar's going to have a question of Masa Chamisin. Rose and Nagel Lechatila Hasel Ligmar. And he said, I was said not to do it. So he said, no, it depends where they came from. Was the Hanukkah whether they were Goymer or not Goymer? The Gemara says, "Boy in Kaimei Rav Akiva Rav Zira." They had a shaila. They came out of the question. Heichi Havi Avicha Noeg. How was your father Noeg? Why? The Gemara says because of Zera, when he came to from Eretz Yisrael. What was this Hanukkah? How was he Noeg? What was the practice? How was he Noeg? Because Lamaisa, when he came, there was a difference of opinion. In when Rav Zera came to Eretz Yisrael, was he noyeg like in Bavel, or was he noyeg? Did he take on the adapt the menhagim in Eretz Yisrael? So Pnei Moshe explains, Heicha vicha noyeg mishum Rav Zera olu mi Bavel Eretz Yisrael lefikach shalu im noyeg kan k'rabbanu da'aka. Did he do like in Eretz Yisrael, like they do in Eretz Yisrael, where they read the first part and the last part and not the part about tzitzis? Or they do like they did before when he came from in Bavel, where they skipped all parsha. You don't start it. And if you start it, then you can be going there. So the Mara says we had a machlekes tamidi Rabbi Zera how the Rebbe was noyeg. Rabbi Chizkia, Chizkia said Rabbi Zera did like the Rabbanan in Eretz Yisrael, and Rabbi Yosef said Rabbanan the Hasa. He did like the Rabbanan in Bavel. So we had about two different shitas as to how Rav Zera was known. The Gemara says, Amar Rav Chanina, Mestabra Rav Yosef, Mestabra Rav Chanina says Rav Yosi, who said that Zera followed Chachmei Bavel, is more Mestabra, Rav Zera Machmer. Rav Zera was someone who by definition was Machmer. Vayinon Machamir, and therefore the Rabbanan in Bavel, they were Machmer, not to start, not to knock out part of the Parsha. That's a chura chumra. V'u'avi no'ag havnasin. Rav Zera were paskin according to the chumra, those who are machmir. In other words, what's the chumra? The chumra is to do, is to, uh, is to do like Bavel, not to start, don't start, because we don't want to cut off a part, a part of the parsha, take away the parsha tzitzis, to cut it in the middle, therefore don't start it, and if you start it, you should finish. So Memela, the Inner Machmirim says the Charedim, Rabbanan the Bavel Machmirim bezet the Lola Hafsik Lodalik Parsha Maschilat. They were Machmir, you don't start a parsha and not complete it, and not finish it. And therefore, they were noig, and Lechari, he was noig like them. He was noig like Chumra, like the, since he was generally Machmir, so he was therefore Lechari noig like the Chachmei Bavel, that was his Shita. So Lechari Rav Yinun, who said that Rav Zera was noig like Rabbanan the Hassan, that's Lechari, the correct opinion. Says the Gemara, another halacha. Once you're talking about mentioning Yetzias Mitzrayim, Balayla, what about Beyoy? So like the Gemara Tani, we learned in a Braisa, Hakari Shema Baboiker. Person that says Shema Baboiker, it's all asking it is a try by MSV Yatsit. You have to say it is a try by MSV Yatsit. Shema, not only do you say Shema in the morning, but you also say it in the Brichos Kriya Shema afterwards. You have to say as well. You say the Bracha, you say, why once we were Moisif to make Brachos Kriya Shema. So therefore, the same theme, that you should go ahead and say Ke'ein the Bracha. You have to Emes Mitzrayim zuck the Pnei Moshe. Why? Meisha yesh bo da al chesed she'asim mava seidim imanu. So just you say it, the chesed that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did with us, just like you mentioned, you see it's Mitzrayim, the parasha Yetzias Mitzrayim. So you mention it in Emes V'yatziv, thanking again HaKadosh Baruch Hu for that great thing that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did. Rabbi Yoimer, Torah Klas Ba Malkus. You also have to mention Emes V'yatziv, the Malkus. You have to mention Malkus. And the also we have to mention, says the Bnei Moshe, Malchusov Emanosa Lo'ad Kayomis, Malkin Melech HaVaseinu. That's part of the Malchus, and you have to say it as well. And a Cheir moment, you'll have to say, L'haski Kriyas Yamsev Mesa Bikurim. You have to talk about Kriyas Yamsev and about the Malchus Bicharos. And again, where do you see that as well? You see that as well in the Psukim, in the part of the Tefillah that we say that you include it in as well. In Malchus, in that we talk about Malchus and talk about this, the idea of to Yisrael the God. We talk about it in the same sugya, in the same tefillah. We talk about these things as well, and so therefore again, what do we do? We have all these different opinions. So the Gemara of Yisrael ben Levi Amar Tzarek Laskei Kulan. We mentioned all of them. Talk Leimet to Yisrael the God. Not only do you mention all the things we said before. Kriyas Yamsev, Malkus Bikurim, Malchus, and after you mention Yetzias Mitzrayim, but we mention all of them, we also say Tzur Yisrael V'Go'alo, which is what we say in the Bracha, Tzur Yisrael V'Go'alo, it's the end of God Yisrael, the last Bracha that we say for Shemoneh Esrei, we sum a Gula L'Tvila, so too in Meir, we also say Tzur Yisrael V'Go'alo, Memela, therefore, that is the procedure, the process that we use in incorporating all these things together into our Shakos and Ma'ariv. Yetzias Mitzrayim is noeg b'yom uvalayla. This is where we see it from. So the Gemara says, once we're discussing things that we say in parts of the Tefillah, the Gemara adds another factor as well. The Gemara says, Absimir b'yom shimim ben levi amma lehizkir Torah b'eretz. The Gemara says, if you don't mention Torah, the bracha that we say in Birkas HaMazon, the bracha of Aretz al HaMazon, we don't mention Torah, Alteroska, we said the Baksivina, so the halakha is you have to go back and repeat it again. Baksivina, so you have to go back and repeat the bracha again. Part of the bracha is no lakasham lakenu, it's coming to Rechava, talk about Alteroska Shamanatanu. So it's part of Torah, is part of what's mentioned in the bracha, and it's, and therefore, and the Muslim explain why we do that, what's the reason why we have to speak about Torah here, and therefore, you're not Yotze. Baksivina, so you have to repeat it. Mata, what's the reason why? Yeah, why? What's the reason why? You have to repeat it. The pasuk says, "Give them Arutz Goyim." The pasuk that talks about in Tehillim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave them Arutz Goyim, inheriting the land of Eretz Yisrael. May ma? Why? So the pasuk says, for the reason the Torah says in the next pasuk, similarly in the next pasuk in Tehillim Kuf Hey. Where the reason why HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave it to you because of the Torah. It's because of the Torah. So therefore, if you're talking about the Bracha Sa'aretz, the Bracha that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the land, the Bracha Sa'aretz, then you incorporate as well the reason for getting the land, which is the lima, mitzvah of lima Torah, and therefore maksino. So if you forget it, you have to go back. If you didn't mention bris, again, if you didn't mention bris, and then what does it mean bris? Again, in the bracha that we talk about, you don't mention the bris of briskas or something for serenu. You know, also the halacha will see you have to be chayzer. Malchus based David. You didn't say in the bracha of a Malchus based David. You said Malchus based David mishicheko. You left that part out. Same idea, Maxirino. So you have to go back and repeat it again. Now, again, you don't have to go back to the beginning of Benchim, but you have to go back to the beginning of that bracha. What's the reason why? So the Gemara verse qualifies as halacha. Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Menachem Yerushalayim, yotze. If not that you skipped the bracha Boni Yerushalayim, but you said Menachem Yerushalayim, you're yotze here. Why are you yotze over here? Because be'etzem is the same idea. It's the same idea. You say it it's this concept of Boni Yerushalayim is the same concept of Binyan Beis David. And where I was going to say it incorporates both. And therefore, it's Yotze because it's one part, it's one din. It's incorporated in that. And Maxi Yerushalayim, Boni Yerushalayim, and Menachem Tzion Menev Yerushalayim is all part of the same idea, the same concept. And therefore, you don't have to be Maxi Yerushalayim, so you're Yotze if you say it this way. The Gemara says, continuing with the same theme of names that you go ahead and you say, once you talk about a name, you have to incorporate into the bracha. Sort of following that is the, when you say a name, and it's going to be a different name or a different version of the name, are you yotze with that or not? That seems to be the connection of the two parashiyos, of the two sugyas that the Gemara is bringing down. Person who said, called Avram, the original name of Avram, before Hashem changed it. Over Ba'ase, we have this in Bavli as well. You're over Ba'ase. That's Bakafashid. Why? Because it says, Likra Oida Shimcha Avram. You shouldn't call the name anymore Avram. Hare, Veloisase. That's Loisase. Ba'oya Shimcha Avram. That Hashem, the Torah repeats again, your name is Avram. Hare Ba'ase. So a person goes ahead and calls Avram Avram, the way it was mentioned before Hashem added the extra word to Avram. Then the halacha is that you're over and asei lo asei. What's fascinating is that this is not brought down in Shulchan Aruch, not brought down in the Rambam, and all the Mefarshim try to understand why it's not why it's not included in there. There are many different opinions why, and Shitas Achronim of why Mekaskiruk speaks about it, of what the reason why it would not be considered a separate again. Some say because the cheshbon is where you're denying HaKadosh Baruch Hu's addition, what HaKadosh Baruch Hu did, the recognition of Avram, that he made Avram part of Hashem Elokus, he added the name, the hey in Avram's name. But the idea is, if you're not doing it for that, you're just calling it Avram, not for that purpose, not because you want to undo so-called HaKadosh Baruch Hu's gift to Avram, then you would not be over there, that is according to some of the Akraim. So the Gemara article, Gemara has a question. I recognize that dollars go Avram. How could you say you over and I say lo sase? As Azdela called him Avram, because in the tefillah we say, Atu Hashem Elokim Asher Bechatari Avram. We say there's a pasuk in the Chemya, which we say in the tefillah and Pesukei Zimra, that we say, Atu Hashem Elokim Asher Bechatari Avram, Beotesh Meirkastim. We say it in Pesukei Zimra every day. So how could the Chemya, how could the Navi call Avram, Avram, and instead of Avram, why aren't they over the Asay below? So Asay Gemara says, Shnuyu, Sha'adju Avram Bakato. What they're saying is that it was, that Gemara says, when you're calling him on that part, in other words, when you're talking about that you chose Avram, then in the beginning, and explaining that you picked Avram, so that's the original name, so you're mentioning that. That's not a violation. But you're talking about Avram after, post that part, when Hashem already chose him, and now you're going to still call him, then you're going to call him still Avram, not Avram, that's when you're over in Asay and Alos Asay. Gemara says, Udukavasay, faith to Gemara. Hakari Lasara, sorry, over by Asay. Would you say the same thing if you call Sarai instead of Sarai instead of Sarah, which HaKadosh Baruch Hu added as well? Are you also over a love? Are you also considered? So would it be the same thing as considered by Avram? Would be also be over in Asay? in that there's no lab, but to be over on Asay as well. So the Gemara says, who did Stava Leah? The Gemara says, no. Since Avram was commanded to her, not her. What does it mean? So the Gemara answers, Pnei Moshe explains, that it's not who Bilvan did Stava Leah. Look, you call Sarai, Kisara Shema. Hashem told Avram, you don't call anymore Sarai, call her Avram. So Lagabe him, he couldn't call her. But not that we can't call her, not that people can't call her Sarai. Therefore, it's not going to be a problem. By Avram, no one could call him. Lashon HaPasuk is that nobody should call Avram. Here it says, Avram, you shouldn't call her Sarai. But it was to you, so therefore, that's not an asay. But by here, it's a general thing, and therefore, the Lashon HaSay. Would you say the same thing? By Yaakov, a person calls Yaakov, Akash Baruch Hu changed his name to Yisrael. If you call him Yaakov, he should be over in Asay, because there also says the same idea, the Lashon of what? Of the same idea by Avram. You talk about where it says, Lo Yikarle. So Lo Yikarle, it should not call him a Yaakov. The courage should apply. It should be an Asay. We don't find such a thing. I said, no, Shane Nisosov Lo. Who should Lo Nekom Imenu? It doesn't apply by Yaakov, by Avram. By Avram, Akash Baruch Hu changed the name. By here, Akash Baruch Hu didn't uproot the name. Akash Baruch Hu just added to the name. He was Lonekam Imenu. Wasn't up by the name Yaakov. Therefore, there's no Asay if a person continues to call him Yaakov. That would not be considered a violation. Why did Akash Baruch Hu change Yaakov's name to Israel and Avram's name to Avraham? Why didn't Akash Baruch Hu change the name of Yitzchak? It should be the same thing as well. So Gemara says, no. Over there, their fathers called them the name, which means that that by Terah called Avram Avram, so Hashem changed it. By Yaakov, Yitzchak called him the name of Yaakov, and therefore HaKadosh Baruch Hu could change it. By Yitzchak, HaKadosh Baruch Hu called Yitzchak. Shenema, Karas Shema Yitzchak. Hashem told Avram, Sarah's going to have a baby, and have a baby boy, and you're going to name him Yitzchak. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave that name. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu therefore doesn't change it. But here, it was given name by a human being, by a bus of a dumb, then we changed it. That's why we changed. That's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu changed Avram's name and Yaakov's name, but did not change Yitzchak's name, because we've already given the name by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So at the Gemara, Abba, Nikra, Achel, and Aldu, there are four people that were named by HaKadosh Baruch Hu before they were born. Elohein, Yitzchak, as we just said, Yishmael, Yoshio, Shlomo. Yitzchak, Vakaras, Yishmael, Yitzchak, we just quoted. And the Gemara says that the Yishmael, this is Vakaras, Yishmael, Yishmael. So I'm going to tell him to call him Yishmael. Yoshiyahu Nechbech Nol based over Yoshiyahu Shemo, Shlomo Kishlomo Yeshemo. Same thing over there. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him, the Pasuk in Malachim, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him to name, that he should be named Yishlomo Yeshemo. Should be named Yeshemo. This is the Pasuk in Divrei Hayamim, describing when HaKadosh Baruch Hu, historically, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu told David he's going to have a son named Shlomo. Gemara says, so therefore, Ad Gad Gedon Tzedikim. This is the only to the tzaddikim that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave them a name before they were born. Avol b'shoyim, b'shoyim zodu b'shoyim merakim. Gemara says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Pasuk says, in Tehillim, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu separates the b'shoyim from merechem, and therefore the name is no connection. Their names having any significance before they were born has no significance. Gemara says that if you look at the Charedim, so he explains this thing. He says that what it means, it's a Rishayim that we remove the Beneka from the original Yaakov Mosai. He saw Yisrael Akav Yaakov Tafel. So therefore, it's a remembering the names of before that we connect with them from the names before. They're strangers because they were strangers with it from the red. They're strangers from the time that they were born, from the womb already. So Meir HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not count those names that he gave them, only the tzaddikim that he gave, not from the Rishayim. Gemara continues with the Lach of the Mishnah that we said, that we now came out, Ben Zoma says, they dashens Yimecha, Mecha means referring to the days that going out is referring to, not Yitzis Mitzrayim, but Laila B'Yom, but rather it refers to the Chacham say it refers to Yimos HaMashiach. So the Brisa gives you a little bit of an additional back and forth, Shaki Vitaria, or between the two studs, between Zom and the Chachamim. Ben Zoma, so Lioski says, Liyasid Lavo. Comes out, Ben Zoma says, Liyasid Lavo, when it comes, but you must have Mashiach, and when I said there'll be no mention of Yitzchak Mitzrayim anymore, but Yitzchak Lavo. And I'll explain why. Why do we have to mention it when we talk about already the Yitzchak Mitzrayim, the new thing? There's no more need for it to speak about it. Lohaski Yitzchak Mitzrayim, Blessed Lavo. Says the Bnei Moshe, Lodarish Kwa de Laman Tiskar. He can't dash not the Chachamim that he refers to Yitzchak Mitzrayim, because once it comes, Blessed Lavo, there'll be no more Yitzchak Mitzrayim. Why not? My time. Fake them a bunch of reason. But the Pasik Linechem Yom Boyim, the Pasik says, and Pasik in Yemiyo, the days will come, Num Hashem, Mitzrayim. They won't, people won't say anymore, Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim. Because we gathered Klai Yisrael together, all the lands are brought them back to Eretz Yisrael. So once you talk about, you see us, you talk about the future, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu to gather together all of Klai Yisrael and bring them home, there's no more talk about Yitzchak Mitzrayim anymore, as much from the Pasik. So therefore, you can't learn out that that's what it's coming to tell you. I'm a lawyer that comes and said, no, Lord Shekhar Mitzrayim, don't think it's going to be in that car. It's not going to be removed. Elamitz Mitzrayim, Moshev Elam Malkios. Mitzrayim will just be in and on to the Malkios. Malkios Iker, which means what? The Iker is going to be the Malkios. That'll be the Iker. That'll be the Iker. But it's not going to be removed. It's not going to be Nekar completely. It's not going to be the, it'll still be here. Mitzrayim, a tefillah, it'll just become a tefillah. In other words, the Iker will be talking about the future Galus Yisrael saved from the future, and all the Galus kibbutz Galuses, and all the Galuses will be over with. That is, of course, the Iker. But the Yitzchak Mitzrayim will not be Nekar. It'll still be here. It'll still be considered something that we're going to remember, that we're going to talk about. Well, where do we see it from? Because stated in the pasuk. Just like we just finished saying before at the pasuk, that when Hashem said, no longer is your name called Yaakov, it's Yisrael, it doesn't mean Yaakov is no longer his name, like Avram and Avram, but rather, it wasn't that guy, except Yaakov, he added the name Yisrael to it. Yisrael is now the Iker name that defined Yaakov, his new destiny, be Yaakov Tufel. And then Yaakov, the name that he got from his parents, that'll be Tufel. So too over here, say no mechenoma. Out the screw, you don't say the mitzriim. Don't remember the first part. That's mitzriim. That they have kidmonos out this bone and the William Malka. These are all the goliases. And he also kadosh out the titzmak zusha gog. This is the mechemes gog that's going to happen before Mashiach comes. We're going to have mechemes gog and magog. That's discussed very much in the Navi and in the Chazal Gemara discusses in Bavli and in Pashas Chalak and Sanhedrin. The Gemara discusses all that's going to be, so it's not going to be that can be forgotten. They'll be there, but they'll be in the background. They'll be that it will be the future, but it will be still mentioned. We're still going to mention the Tisku Rishonos. Don't forget that there was that still existed. That the Elamachios, this is a reference to the old Egoises that we had. You know, Kaiso went through that. So while it's going to be the Tufel, it's still there. It's still something that we value, we remember. But we're going to forget them. How terrible it was. We'll forget the original Tsaros. We'll forget, but it's there. It's still there. Don't recall it. Don't have to re-mention it. But it's going to still be there. Something in our past. As we see, where do we see it from? The Gemara says, "I'll give you a mashal." A wolf came and he was a sakana and he was saved from it. He's telling everyone how he was saved from the wolf. A lion, a much bigger danger. He was saved from that. Now when he talks about his Yeshua, his Nitzachon, he talks about being saved from the lion, not from the wolf anymore. That's forgot about it. He talks about the Ari. A snake, a much bigger danger, a snake. A snake is much harder to get away from. Nitzamiyado. And you know you were saved. Shaka Ma'aseh name. You forget both of them. When we talk about it, you just talk about the nace with the snake. The Gula Yeshua from the snake. Kacha Yisrael, Atzar Zachronos, Mishkaka Zachronos. The later Torah causes everyone to forget the earlier ones. So, which means it basically means, and therefore, the way you understand the Brisa would be L'chaira, that like Ben Zoma says, that you don't talk about it anymore. That it's not going to be that it's not considered to be gone. The Chacham, the one who said it's not going to be removed, not Nekar, just going to be Nekar v'tofel. Just like Yaakov is still here, just Yisrael is the Iker. But here, Lechaira, we talk about the wolf and lions and the Shkachos, it's mashmed, it's forgotten about completely. That Lechaira means it's forgotten. So therefore, it's Lechaira, seemingly the more the Braisa, more intuitive with the Rabbanon, who say, with the Ben Zoma, that it's going to be gone, rather than it's going to be something just not mentioned. However, that's the way the Mefroshim explain, no, it applies here as well. It's not forgotten, but it's not talked about. So in other words, we won't talk about Yisias Mitzrayim, but it'll still be remembered, it'll still be there, it'll still be something that we don't forget. And therefore, the typical Koran, lo shemanu inu, avo kaliyah ba'amim yichud shemanu ba'inu, says the Rosh Hashanah. It'll still be there in the background, and that would be the idea why the Rabbanan and the Ben Zoma have this discussion as to how far we go in saying it's Yisias Mitzrayim. Is there a makkah to say that we'll remember it even later? Or do we say no, then we have a chiyuv v'la'ad v'yom even later? But if you say it's completely gone, then we have to talk about it. It refers to Yimos HaMashiach, and there's no need to mention anything to do with Yitzias Mitzrayim anymore.